All right. Can I have a couple of people help me with the communion? As we partake of the Holy Communion, there's several things that we've been directed to do when we do this, and that is to discern the body of Christ. That means we're going to look directly at this bread, which is the body of Christ. And this bread, by the way, is called matzah bread. God gave us specific directions on how to do this. And it amazes me how few of the church bodies actually follow the directions. How many of you have went and taken communion and they give you a little rice wafer? You know, those little round white things that stick to the top of your mouth? Well, you can't discern the body of Christ with that. But this matzah bread comes in sheets like this. Square sheets. And it's made without yeast. Yeast is significant as sin in the Bible. See, that it signifies sin. And we know that Jesus' body is and was 100% without sin. He never made a mistake. Ever. So we're looking at the perfect, sinless body of Christ. You'll notice that this bread has been beaten and pounded flat. The Bible tells us that Jesus' body was beaten and bruised for us. He was beaten for our transgressions, which are sins that we knew were sins before we committed them. We've all been there. And he was wounded for our iniquities. Those are sins that we committed. We didn't know they were sins. So he's got us covered both ways. Also, you'll notice that this bread has stripes in it. The Bible tells us that it's by his stripes we were healed. So our healing was paid for before our sins were. You also notice that this bread is pierced. And Jesus' body was pierced when he was on that cross, when that Roman soldier thrust that spear into his side. But also, his body was pierced when he got a crown of thorns on his head. His body was pierced when he got nails in his hands. And his body was pierced when he got nails in his feet. And everywhere that his body got pierced, he shed blood on purpose for redemption in some area for us. You'll notice that this bread is slightly burned. That means that the full wrath of God's fiery judgment, the judgment that was meant for us, was laid on Jesus when he was on that cross. He took all of our sins. He took all of our sicknesses. He took all of the curse for us. He took all of the punishment that we deserved so that we can take all of the blessings that he deserved. So we're taking of this broken body for our healing and our well-being, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is so perfectly pure because it is the blood of God. That's why his blood never dies. And it continually washes our sins. This blood of Jesus because it was so perfectly pure, it's the only thing that could wash away our sins, and it's the only thing that can put us in the right standing with God. And it's because of this blood of Jesus that we have boldness to enter into his throne room of grace and receive mercy and grace in times of need. So we thank you for this in Jesus' name. You know, I have been waiting for the building of the third temple for a long, long time. I've been waiting for that for a long time, and I've been waiting for them to get the red heifer and get all the stuff put in there, get it built, and get it going. And I've been real excited about that for a long time, and then I got a revelation. See, God keeps teaching us. And I thought, well, what happens when they get the temple built? And they have all of the furniture in the temple. Then what happens? Sacrifices. They start sacrificing animals, which is a direct insult to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because they are directly saying that his blood is not sufficient for them. I've always wondered, I thought there was a schism in Israel, and I couldn't quite get it figured out exactly. I have it now, and I've learned it from rabbinical Judaism priests, or rabbis that actually studied Judaism. How many of you have been taught that we have to fight for Israel no matter what? How many of you have ever seen that in the Bible? It's not in the Bible. It's not. One thing that Satan does is twist scripture. And they take this verse that says, I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. They're talking to, God was talking to Abraham, not Israel. See, we're going to learn that Israel is a nation state. We're going to learn the difference between Judaism and Zionism. They're different. They're different. They're not the same. The real people that are following Judaism are protesting Zionism every day. In fact, I watched a rabbi that was protesting, and he said, we go to that temple, whatever they call it, and we protest every day. And the guy said, why don't you go in there and say, we will not go in a building with that flag. You know what flag I'm talking about? The flag of Israel, the star of Reef Fame. See, Zionism is basically the worship of Molech. We have been hoodwinked. We have been terribly misled. And it gets taught from pulpits all the time. See, Judaism and Zionism is not the same. In nature, Judaism is a religious, cultural, and ethnic identity. Zionism is a political, nationalistic movement. Judaism is 3,500 years old. Zionism is 130 years old in its modern form. So I was curious, because I'd seen a picture of Iran. See this happen. Iran pulled out a statue of Molech. That doesn't surprise you, does it? You know what will surprise you? They burned it. Iran burned the statue of Molech. And then Netanyahu said, that is a provocation of war to us. And they were immediately launching bombs. We got to get our head on straight considering Israel. We've got to get our thinking straightened out on this. See, the primary goal of Judaism is to live according to Jewish law and values. But the primary goal of Zionism is to establish and maintain a Jewish state. The requirements for being in Judaism is, see, one can be Jewish without being a Zionist. One can be a Zionist without being Jewish. See, I told you a long time ago that Satan has infiltrated every square inch of this world. Satan has infiltrated every religion. Satan has infiltrated every corner of business. Satan has infiltrated every corner of government. There's nothing that Satan has not infiltrated. He has absolutely infiltrated everything. He's even monkeyed with our Bibles. he's managed to monkey with our Bibles. But, you know, as much as I dislike the Masons, I still preach out of a book that a Mason wrote, King James. But see, we're learning as we go. We're going to get there. We're going to get there, and you're going to see where I'm at. I want you to understand this, though. The Israel that we're dealing with is not God's Israel. That is not His Israel. That's Rothschild's Israel. In fact, the real people that study Judaism, the real Jews, say they're not even supposed to be there. They're supposed to still be scattered abroad. They're not supposed to be there. They're not. UK and Rothschild set up Israel. And now they're in a hurry to get this temple built. And then they've even been talking, that our military has been talking about this Gog-Magog war that's coming. And that is coming. In fact, the Bible says the blood is going to be up to a bridle of a horse. Russia and Israel have been talking about helping, or Russia and China have been talking about helping Israel. That's where the Gog-Magog people come from. How many of you have been taught that we're waiting for the rapture so we can get out of here and God can fix this mess? Nobody taught you that? If timelines mean anything, you know, I know it's hard to take something that you've been taught all your life and say, wait a minute, maybe I've been wrong. But it's not bad. Don't get downhearted if you think you missed the rapture. Because there's a really, really good ending to this whole thing. And we'll be involved in it. Amen. You just got a little while to go. All right? But we still could get raptured out of here. I don't know everything. But just get this. Understand this. If Jesus pulled us out of here right now, the longest we'd be out of here is 7 years. Then that would be the millennial reign. So that would be a good thing, wouldn't it? Peradventure, that already happened, and we're in Satan's little season. Can you imagine this world being any more deceived than it is right now? The deception is so deep, you could cut it with a knife. And that's what Satan's little season is about. See, he got released. See, before the millennial reign, Satan got thrown into a pit and chained up for 1,000 years. At the end of the 1,000 years, he gets released to go deceive the nations. But it's a short season. Don't get panicky. Whose lives are hid in Christ Jesus? Why, everybody should have your hand up. Is your life hid in Christ Jesus? Get your hands up. Is your life hid in Christ Jesus? Your life is not hid in Christ Jesus? If your life is hid in Christ Jesus, then you okay. Okay? But we have to understand that after the millennial reign, that Satan is returned, he is released to deceive the nations. Now, there's been a lot of deception. Can't you see that in our world? There's been a lot of deception. People telling us what's good is bad, and what's bad is good. They tell you to go left when you should go right, tell you to go right when you should go left. That's deception. Now, I've warned you about AI, because this is getting to be a real serious thing now. This is getting to be a real serious thing. And Trump is in the process of releasing the UFO files. And the Pentagon is just in an uproar over this. Because there's going to be some things that we didn't know about come out. Now, one of the things about this building of this third temple is this is supposed to usher in the Messiah. But in Zionism, in Israel, this is going to be a false Messiah. That's going to be the Antichrist show up first. Now what's happening is they've got technology now. They can put pictures in the sky. Have you seen some of the magnificent displays they've had at different celebrations? They can put different pictures in the sky. People are going to see things. And people are going to be so desperate for the return of Jesus, they can pop a picture up and have this hologram of Jesus talking to everybody in their own language. We need to not be deceived. We do need to look up. Remember, Jesus said at the beginning of all these things, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Do not follow signs and wonders. Do not follow signs and wonders. Always know this, you're probably going to see the Antichrist before you see Jesus. Amen? Now, with the releasing of these UFO files, the information that's going to come out is, you know, is demonic. There's a lot of demonic activity. There's a lot of, you know, there's different beings from different worlds that are going to come out, and everybody's going to get all freaked out, and they're going to be running around wondering when they're going to see this stuff. I'm going to tell you with 100% certainty that every single one of you have already seen some of these. Every single one of you have already seen some of these. Some of you may have even met some of these. And you weren't afraid then, don't be afraid now. Matter of fact, the Bible says, fear not. But this look, I want to look at Revelation chapter 20, verse 7. Just as a good anchor, I would suggest that you read the book of Hebrews and see how much time Paul takes in telling people that the blood of goats and bulls, it can't take care of you. See, I think there's going to be Christians that want to go over there to the temple, so they can maybe get some blessing out of the sacrifices. There's going to be probably some Christians that run to this temple to get ashes of this red heifer sprinkled on them. There's already Christians that run to the Wailing Wall so they can have their prayers put in there, so they can have Jewish people pray for them. One lady asked me, she was going to go to Israel. She said, write a prayer down so I can take it and I can have the rabbis pray for it. And I said, why would you do that? She looked at me like I slapped her in the face. I said, you got a better covenant. You got the name of Jesus. What are you doing going to the old asking for the God that we have with a better covenant to ask somebody from the old covenant to do something that we have a better covenant with? People get mad at me for that. I said, why would you do that? You have a better covenant. You have the name of Jesus. They're still waiting for him. You have him. Revelation chapter 20, verse 7 says, when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, and gather them together to battle, the number of whom is at the sand of the sea. That Gog-Magog war is one of the things that is going to happen. And it just seems like our government is trying to push this Gog-Magog war full speed ahead. They're even telling their soldiers that this is going to usher in the Messiah. It's going to happen. I don't know if they need our help that much in making it happen, but it's going to happen. And then that's going to be the end of all rebellion. See, the purpose of the deception, he gathers an army for one final rebellion against the camp of the saints. This will be the last fight. This will be the last battle. See, the duration is a short burst. See, this is not going to be a forever war. This is going to be a short burst. You have to understand that the season ends abruptly when fire came down out of heaven to consume the rebels, followed by Satan being cast into the lake of fire. Then he's out of our hair for good. He's done. See, God is sovereign. There's been a lot of confusion about this, and people will have some prayer not get answered, and they'll say, well, God is sovereign. Well, what they've just effectively done is blamed God for their unbelief. God is sovereign. You know, we have to understand that what happens on this earth has been more up to us than him, because he gave you authority over this earth. He gave you authority over this earth. And he gave you dominion. He also said that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow of things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth. He's given you authority in three worlds. So whatever has been turned loose on us, whatever gets opened up in these UFO files, just know this, it's already been turned loose on us. It's not something that's coming, it's already here. And you've already dealt with it. And you have dominion over it. You have dominion over it. But here's the thing. The TV, people watch TV, and they have to understand what television means. I mean, you got to break these words up. Tell-a-vision. And if you want to finish the sentence, tell them a vision that you want them to know. In fact, feed them a narrative. Feed them fear. That is their MO. They want you scared. You know something about scared people? Scared people become submissive because they want somebody to save them. You know how many submissive people we had during COVID? They were scared. They bought into the lie. And I can see why there were preachers preaching it too. Preachers called me and said, hey, you're one of the preachers. You need to come down here and get this vaccine since you're on the front line. I said, I'll skip. And then I thought, man, that was really chicken skin. These guys are saying they're protecting the people or standing up for the people, taking care of the people, and they're taking the vaccine before the people that are supposed to be at risk are taking the vaccine. I said, get out of here. Don't buy into the fear. We win. Your life is hid in Christ. You belong to Jesus. You win. God is sovereign. That means Satan is on a short lease. He only operates because he is allowed to. His time is strictly limited. He's not going to be able to do this forever. This is coming to an end. The Bible tells us he is coming to an end. The lake of fire is his end. In fact, whenever he gets to bugging you, you might just remind him. Say, hey, the lake of fire is right around the corner for you, so why don't you just go shut up? Amen. These are some really uncomfortable things for most of the religious world to hear. We get taught something, and then all of a sudden we start seeing something that, hey, wait a minute. Maybe we're not on the timeline we thought we were on. Can anybody explain these massive, massive cathedrals we got around the world? These huge, huge, huge cathedrals that we got. We don't have the technology to build anything like that today. And they're telling me that some guys with hammers and chisels built them. Come on, man, I'm a builder. I'm a builder. I mean, some of the stuff they built, we can't even come close to. The architects can maybe draw it out with AI, but we don't have anybody that can build it. See, there's some things that happened in our past that we don't really know about. And sometimes we've been told one thing when actually the truth is something else. See, we've been told, I mean, it's so bad now that if anybody even asks a question about Zionists, they get labeled anti-Semitic. Ted Cruz is one of the worst. Some kid asked him a question, said, I don't understand why we got to go fight Israel's war, and said, I can't find that in the Bible, and said, if you could clarify that for me, that would help. And so then Ted gets on national TV and starts talking about what an anti-Semitic kid that was, and because the people clapped because he had this question. He just had an innocent question, but he got labeled anti-Semitic, and the people in power pounced on him. That's what's going on. If people don't have freedom to ask questions, there's something wrong. Amen. Did you know that in the state of Texas, it's illegal for you to sign up for disaster relief if you said anything bad about Israel? There's a whole bunch of states like that. See, we need to get our head wrapped around some of this stuff. God would not do that. See, but this battle of Armageddon is the final grasp of evil before the eternal state, the new heaven and the new earth comes in. See, this is where we're wanting to get. This is our X on the map, this new heaven and new earth. That's where we want to be. And I want you to look at Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17. This is where it starts getting kind of fun now. Isaiah 65. Verse 17. It says, For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But ye be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create, for behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. See, Isaiah had this vision of this new heaven and new earth. That's our X on the map. That's ultimately where we want to be. That has joy and longevity to it. I want you to look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved What manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That's what we're looking for, a new heaven and new earth. Things may get scary. Things may look kind of wild out there. I imagine when you, if you see the heavens on fire, that'd be pretty interesting. But we go to a new heaven, a new earth, and the remembrance of the old is gone. Now, Revelation chapters 21 and 22, you know, we use these in funerals a lot of times, and it talks about no more tears, no more sickness, no more pain. Now, remember, every time that God has done something or said something or set something in motion, the devil has always come up with a counterfeit. He's always managed to twist it. I got caught up in a lot of this stuff and all these technologies that were coming out, and I was getting excited about it, and then they started talking about the med beds, and I thought, man, that would be pretty cool if you could go in there and get all of your sicknesses, all of your pains. Sounds just like what God has planned. Take away your sorrows, take away your pains, take away your sicknesses. Now I thought, well, wait a minute. Did the devil throw this in on the mix? What else is going to happen inside those med beds? I mean, I've been hearing about miracles happening inside of them. But be not deceived, because the devil can do lying signs and wonders too. Does it do something else? Does it do something to your soul? See, we need to have some spiritual discernment on some of these things. At these end times, we need to know that the deceiver is out there in full force. And he's doing everything he can do to get us off the path. He's doing everything he can do to get us confused. He's doing everything he can do to get us to not look to Jesus. He's doing everything he can do to get us defeated. Can you imagine a world that is more distracted than what we are now? There is a lot of distractions. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things going on. Now, I don't know how all this happens. What's going to happen in between now and then? But we're headed for a new heaven and new earth. That's our main goal. Amen? Somebody came up and asked this little Jewish kid, said, when are they going to build the temple? And he said, it's already built. It's in heaven. It's going to come down, the New Jerusalem. It's going to come down, the Bride of Christ. Paul told us, said, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. See, God is going to dwell among us. Not in a building made by hands. We need to be diligent. We need to be as wise as serpents and innocent as doves. But the church desperately needs to start waking up and start seeing what, start seeing things the way they are. Start comparing them to the Bible. Start understanding what's going on. And a little bit of history lessons wouldn't hurt the church. I get called anti-Semitic all the time because I stand up against Zionism. And people just get mad. They get mad as hornets. They'll bring me stacks of papers trying to show me why Zionism was good. And I just tell them they got the Star of Ephraim on their flag. They're started by Rothschild. And now I have rabbis saying they're not even supposed to be there. They're not supposed to be gathering up there. They're not supposed to be there. Not their time. See how we've been deceived? We've been deceived. Twist the scripture just a little bit. What did Satan do to get Eve in trouble? I mean, he tempted her. But ultimately, what he got her to do was to twist the scripture just a little bit. See, God told her, do not eat of the fruit of that tree. Satan got down there and got to talking to her. And she said, we're not even supposed to touch that tree. Well, that was not what scripture said. They were supposed to take care of that tree. So she added to the scripture. Satan got her to add to it. And he said, no, 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 no. And then he got her deceived and got her to eat of that fruit. So you see what happens with America now? You fight for Israel no matter what. You'll be blessed. What'd they do? They took that scripture that said, I will bless those that bless you. And curse those that curse you. You know what? He was talking to Abraham. Not Israel. Definitely not the state of Israel. He's talking to Abraham. Galatians chapter 3 verse 29 says, if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. He's talking to you more than he was the nation state of Israel. See where we're at now? Do you see it clearly? You're not going to call me an anti-Semite. Throw rocks at me. Bring me a stack of papers. Okay. But we do pray for peace in Jerusalem because Jesus said that. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over Jerusalem. Father, we ask you for peace in Jerusalem. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that this stops. That this mass murder of people just stops. This has got to stop. The killing has to stop. Father, we know we don't know anything, but we want this world to be fixed. We want this world to be fixed in the name of Jesus so that we can all, everybody around the world can live in peace and righteousness. Father, we ask you for this, that every Jew will come to Jesus in the name of Jesus. That every Arab will come to Jesus in the name of Jesus. That every non-believer will come to Jesus. And that every ruler, every head of state, every president, every single one of them will repent and turn to Jesus. We ask for this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we have coffee and snacks and fellowship back here. Come on back and have some.